بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ما يقوله عند نومه واستيقاظه. In the previous chapter, we read that zikr of Allah Ta'ala should be made in all conditions, standing, sitting, lying down at all times. Particularly here in this next chapter, it is that what a person should read, that is, make the zikr of Allah when he wakes up from his sleep and when he goes to sleep. At that time also, a person should be engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, that is, the du'as of going to sleep and the du'as of getting up. Yeah, again, if we have to ask now that who knows the dua of going to sleep, all will know it. But think for ourselves seriously that when we go to sleep, do we really read it? And an easier way than that, which is difficult for us to be accountable for ourselves, think, do I hear my wife reading the dua? And ask her that, do you tell me, do you hear me reading the dua when I go to sleep? When I wake up in the morning, do you hear me reading the dua? Then we'll get a good assessment whether we are actually reading the dua or not. Just to know is not enough. To actually read it, that is what is required. An Huzaifata wa Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhuma qala, Hazrat Huzaifa and Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma say, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha awa ila firashihi qal, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should lie down to sleep, when he should go to his bed, he used to read this dua, Bismika Allahumma ahya wa amut. Oh Allah, in your name I live and in your name I die. That is the dua to be recited when going to sleep. But do we really recite the dua? Another easy way to understand whether we recite the dua or not, we should think that what evil thoughts come to me. And those evil thoughts come to a person when he's going to sleep, when he does not make the zikr of Allah. He does not read the du'as. If we read the du'as, we will see our thoughts will be about the fear of the qabr, what will happen to me in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. But when a person starts fantasizing and thinking all evil things, the reason for that is he's not making the zikr of Allah. And he's not thinking of Allah, he's not reading his du'as. وَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ قَالْ, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wake up, then he used to say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise is due to Allah who has given us life again after that he had given us death. And finally our return to him is to him. That is, when we sleep, it is like we are dead. We don't know what is happening around us. And this is a reminder, one of the muraqabah of sleep is this, that we should remember that one day we're going to sleep away permanently. Yeah, we sleep for a few hours, one day we'll sleep away permanently. Yeah, we are woken up by the alarm or whatever, there we will be woken up by the malaika in the qabr. The Munkar Nakir will come in, wake us up. This dua also, even if we ask our little children, they know it. But is it being recited? That is the question. That when we wake up also, many of us are such, we stretch our hands, we make all funny sounds, etc. But the sunnah dua, we do not recite. Babu Fadli Halaqi Dhikr. The next chapter is with regard to the virtues of the gatherings of zikr. That is, there should be gatherings of zikr also. And Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali stressed so much on zikr that the fourth point of or the third point in Jamaat is ilm and zikr. And this very kitab that we are reading, Riyadus Salihin, was prescribed by Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for the Arab Jamaats to make ta'aleem from, that they should read from here. So in this kitab we can see how important dhikr is. And this chapter is not only to make dhikr on your own, but to have gatherings of dhikr. وَالنُّدُبْ إِلَى مُلَازِمَتِهَا, and that a person person should be continuous in the gatherings of zikr, and in fact that he should invite other people also to come and join in the gatherings of zikr. وَالنَّحْيِ أَمْ مُفَارَقَتِهَا لِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ, and the prohibition that a person stays away from the gatherings of zikr unless he has got a proper shari'i excuse, then he is permitted to stay away, otherwise he should take part in the gatherings of zikr. With regard to this, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, and this is a command to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it compulsory upon yourself. Remain steadfast and stay with those people who are calling upon their Rabb, that is, who are calling upon Allah mornings and evenings. This ayat was revealed in the Quran when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting in his home, and there was a gathering of the Sahaba making zikr of Allah. So Allah ordered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give up your resting now and go and join the Sahaba. Allah's Rasul is Allah's Rasul. What a great and high position. But the zikr of Allah was so important that Allah said, give up your resting now and go to the masjid and join the Sahaba who are engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And every morning and evening they are making zikr, you also make it compulsory upon yourself to be with them. Yuriduna wajha, and the intention is only the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. A murid is called a murid because of his intention. That is, he wants the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is who is a genuine murid. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had that quality, that their object was only the pleasure of Allah. وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, and do not turn your eyes away from them. In other words, show them compassion and be kind to them that they are engaged in the zikr of Allah. So this is enough for us to understand how important the zikr, gatherings of zikr are, that Allah commanded His Rasul to leave his rest and go and join the Sahaba who are engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a lengthy hadith. We'll just do a few short lines of the beginning. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hazrat Abu Huraira رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says that Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مَلَائِكَةً يَطُوفُونَ فِي الطُّرُقِ. They are, Allah has got one group of malaika, and there is no other work of theirs but that they are moving around on all the streets. Everywhere they are moving around, yaltamisuna ahla dhikr, looking for the gatherings of zikr. That is, therefore, this group of farishta, their work is only to make gusht, and their gusht is to look for the gatherings of zikr. Then they go throughout the world looking for the gatherings of zikr. وَإِذَا وَجَدُوا قَوْمًا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, and when they find anywhere a group who are busy engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, tanado, then they call out and they make an announcement, halumma ila hajatikum, to all the other malaika, that what all of you were looking for, it is here, we found it here, and come here, what is our need to be part of this gathering of zikr. The malaika also come and join, and the one group of farishta, and this is all in the pure hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their work is none other but to make gasht, looking for the gatherings of zikr, and then they call on all the other malaika, you also come here, what you are looking for. Just like, for example, sometimes we lose something in the house, the keys or something. Everyone is looking for it. When the person who found it, he shouts out, I found it. Yeah, it's here. All go and gather there. Like that, the malaika look for the gatherings of zikr, and they call the other malaika, come there. فَيَحُفُّونَهُمْ بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, and then they come and they throng around them, and they put their wings, the malaika, the wings of mercy, they throw them over that gathering of zikr, and this rises right up to the heavens by Allah Ta'ala. فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمْ, and then Allah interrogates those malaika, and Allah knows exactly what is happening. But to show the honor of that gathering praying. Allah asked them, now the details come in the hadith in front, that from where are you coming, what was happening, why did you go to that place there, and they explained that the people were making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, etc. So the dhikr of Allah is a great ibadat, an ibadat that Allah commanded His Rasul to join the gatherings of zikr. Such an ibadat that the malaika come to join this gathering, and Allah boasts about such a gathering where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala takes place. Wa afiru da'wana.